better ball to finish, but he smeared it away again. A magnificent end for Dan Christian.
He's gone to long on. Has he got enough of it? No, another catch in the deep. Dan Christian, what an evening you're having.
This is the Talk of Trent Bridge.
I'm Matt Freeman, and after hearing from two of Notts overseas signings for 2022 last week, it was time to check in with a third. T20 skipper Dan Christian logged on from Australia to discuss just what makes Trent Bridge special.
It's one of those wonderful grounds to play at where, you know, it only holds, I mean, I say only, it's still a lot of people, you know, 14,000 or so, but I think just the closeness of the crowd there makes it feel like there's, you know, 30, 40, 50,000 there. So it's, yeah, it's a fantastic place to play.
Dan also shared his approach to ensuring successful sides continue to evolve.
One thing that we've done really well at Notts, I think, is generally we've just had one or two guys come in. So there's no real pressure on them, I guess, to have to perform because there's good experienced players around them.
And he spoke about life on the road as a father after his daughter was born last year.
Puts everything in perspective, I think. I'm nowhere near as stressed about cricket as what I maybe used to be. And yeah, certainly it's been great fun. And yeah, really looking forward to bringing her over as well.
But first, I asked him how excited he was to be returning to lead the Outlaws.
Yeah, very much so. It's great to be here and great to be coming back. It was a bit bittersweet last year, missing out on the tournament last year. I was really looking forward to coming over, and we were just about to get started, and then had the excitement and the unexpected call up to Australia, which was awesome for me personally, but disappointing from the point of view that I couldn't come back and try and go back to back in the 2020s for Notts. So really excited to be coming back over this year and hopefully try and lift that trophy again.
Yeah, I suppose you couldn't really call it unfinished business, but did it strengthen your desire to come back for this year, having sort of had to go on the eve of the comp last season?
Yeah, it did a bit. It was and it was pretty tough too. I spent the first 2 weeks, after I left, watched probably half a dozen of the games while I was in quarantine in Sydney in a hotel for 2 weeks. So, yeah, that was pretty tough to do, to watch from afar and just not be able to, I guess help the boys out. But they still did a wonderful job getting as far as they did. But, looking forward to coming back and hopefully going that little bit further.
Yeah, I was going to say, what did you make of the competition last year? Because it became quite a different side at times as well, didn't it? Two or three new faces who probably haven't played under you in the T20 at least.
Yeah, definitely. It was. Well, I suppose that's just the nature of cricket at the moment. So with guys missing out with COVID, and you know, you always have a couple of people that are injured, unfortunately, at some stage. Great to see guys like Slats get involved and playing against him when he was at Derby. He was always a top-notch performer for them. So for him to get an opportunity for us last year and do so well was fantastic to see. Guys like that getting involved and getting a game. Great for blokes like that to get some game time, and I'm sure it's going to create a fair bit of competition for spots come the season start.
I think I remember speaking to Steve Mullaney during the competition last year, and he mentioned that you had recommended Calvin Harrison to him after seeing a bit of what he'd done while you were playing in the twos games in the warm-ups. And obviously he went on to have a very good competition. What had you seen at that stage?
Yeah, he did have a great season, Calvin. Just from what I saw in some twos games and faced him a bit in the nets, just leading into the comp just before I left, I was, I thought he was pretty impressive. I thought he was really impressive. And being a young leg spinner, if you try and use him in the right spots and the right time of the game and, sort of just manage his way in, massage his way into the competition, I'm sure he was going to come good. I just felt like there was enough, more than enough there with the way he released the ball and his competitiveness and the way he reads the game. I thought he was really impressive. So no real surprise that he did so well for us. And then he also did really well for Manchester too in the 100. There's another one. I spoke to Simon Caddix as well about him as well. So yeah, great to see he got that opportunity. And I'm sure he'll go from strength to strength against this year.
And how important is it rather to blood those new guys as you go? I suppose there's a temptation to say that team won the tournament in 2020, try and do as little as possible with it in some ways, but how important is refreshing things as you go along?
Yeah, I think it is important. But then you've also got to be careful that you don't throw too many in at once and you lose that. You can lose, you know, that experience that you can have in teams. One thing that we've done really well at Notts, I think, is generally we've just had one or two guys come in that have been ready to go when they've come in, and not had to. So there's no real pressure on them, I guess, to have to perform because there's good experienced players around them. Tom Moore's perfect example when he came in for Reedy, who'd, you know, done a great job for so long for the team. Tom came in and he had so much experience around him. He had, you know, Alex Hales and Samet, Steve Mullaney, myself, just a lot of older guys around him. So he could just come in and play with that freedom and not feel like he was under too much pressure, I think. So, I think particularly in this format of the game, having majority of older guys and majority of experienced guys with a smattering of youth, I think, it's a pretty good way to go.
Yeah, and a bit of a change for you this summer, I suppose, now touring the globe and playing these tournaments as a new dad, relatively new dad. How's life going at the minute with the family?
Yeah, going really well, loving it. Little Harper's 10 weeks old today, so it's been a really exciting 10 weeks. Loved it. I was lucky enough that Georgia and Harper travelled with me during the BBL, which was nice. We were able to, they were able to jump on planes and go around the country with me. So it was nice to spend those formative, you know, those first couple of weeks with her and just be a part of the whole experience. It's been awesome. It puts everything in perspective. I think I'm nowhere near as stressed about cricket as what I maybe used to be. Certainly it's been great fun and really looking forward to bringing her over as well.
And did I see you've got a book coming out soon as well?
I do, yeah. Gideon Haig, who's a very well respected author in Australia, cricket writer, he got in touch early last year and was at originally he wanted to do an IPL diary, which over here in Australia, we have Ashes diaries. So Steve Waugh used to write one. All the captains used to write one, just based on that Ashes series. So he wanted to do an IPL one. Then the IPL got canned for that in that first April part due to COVID, and we decided to just make it a full 12 month. You know, following a 2020 player around, a freelance 2020 player that goes to all these different tournaments and, just follow what I've done and where I've been in the last 12 months. So that was a really cool experience. I spoke to Gideon pretty much every 3 days for a year and talked about where I was going and what I was doing. And then we went quite in depth into some of our games, how I was training, what I was working on at training. We just finished it straight after the Big Bash final only a month ago. So really good experience, and I think it reads quite well. I think it'll be pretty interesting for cricket lovers in particular to have a look at and just to see how different life is, I guess, for those of us that follow that path, that 2020 path.
Did you sort of find yourself, I don't know, giving things away that you maybe hadn't spoken about before in that? I suppose when you're a year on the road, it's more than just about the cricket, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Maybe there were some reading back over it. I'd forgotten a lot of the things that we spoke about and a lot of the thoughts memories that I had of, you know, different situations, how I was feeling it after games, before games. Whether there was a nervousness or a disappointment or whatever it might have been. And we go quite in depth into some tactical stuff that I've done with my game as well that, you know, I maybe haven't spoken about in the past. So, it was a really, really cool experience to put it down into words.
And this summer it is all about being back here, of course, behind me at Trent Bridge. It'll have been such a long time now since you played in front of the sort of Trent Bridge audience, so to speak. How much are you looking forward to that returning?
Yeah, very, very much so. It's been a long time since I've played in any in front of any kind of decent crowd. We didn't really have crowds this year in the BBL. No crowds in the some semi sort of crowds in the IPL last year. I think the BBL final 2 years ago, we had, it was the only game when we won, Sixers beat the Scorchers. That was 75% capacity at the SCG. And yeah, that was awesome. That was absolutely awesome, particularly having started that tournament, having come from England where we played finals day and we won finals day in front of just the support staff, pretty much. That's the, and the media, maybe. The only people that were there. So it was, yeah, that was nice to get back out in front of, in front of a nice crowd. And yeah, certainly looking forward to getting back to Trent Bridge. And it's one of those wonderful grounds to play at where, you know, it only holds, I mean, I say only, it's still a lot of people, you know, 14,000 or so, but I think just the closeness of the crowd there makes it feel like there's, you know, 30, 40, 50,000 there. So it's, yeah, it's a fantastic place to play. And yeah, can't wait to get back out there and doing it on a Friday night.
Well, we can't wait to have you back. Not too far away now, even though the weather's horrible behind me. We're not too far away from getting the T20s back on the field. So, hope the rest of the winter goes well and look forward to seeing you soon.
No worries. Thanks for having me. Cheers.